Coffee Mambo Jambo is pushing the limits. The Cult of Dawn is still on the menu. And just as I thought maybe I've done a pretty good extraction, which I have done, and I transferred it into a flat white and it was delicious, I thought, come on, Coffee Mambo Jambo, do another shot. Change the parameters just a little bit, because I always got a bit too much liquid fluid out of my extractions. Don't get me wrong, it tasted beautifully, but I just pushed it at one more time, taking that manifesto of the Cult of Dawn to a T. You've never finished. You've got to persevere. You've got to push the limits. You've got to improve. And I did. And I'm so happy that I just pulled another shot, the most exquisite shot. All the parameters were just amazing. I dosed up just half a gram more, so I'm on 20.6 to be precise, where I was on 20. I've gone as fine as the Malkönig value lets me go, and the extraction I got in 26 seconds, I got 30.02 grams of fluid. Now, I haven't put my lips to it, but I'm so ecstatic about how this whole flowed into my shot glass. It just looked a picture. Can't tell you how excited I am. And now I'm going to put my lips to it. It just looks just too good to be true, is it? Let me taste. This is, wow, the most exquisite Cult of Dawn that the R58 rocket machine has produced, in conjunction, of course, with the Malkönig, in conjunction with everything that I gave it. And it's just very delicious. Now, I've had a flat white already, which was just out of this world. But now, I'm having this pure shot espresso. Lovely fruitiness, beautiful sweet acidity, lovely mouthfeel. The, you know, viscosity on your tongue is there. The mouthfeel is just rich and full, and it's got this interest in it. And what comes back to mind immediately was what Richard Shannon, the roaster at Workshop Coffee, described what he likes to achieve. And I think I've happened to achieve what he wants people to achieve when they extract with his coffee. So that's really, really exciting. But I've got another exciting day ahead of me. In a few hours, I'll be cupping at Square Mile, which I'm really excited about. Stay tuned, because I'm going to report back from there as well.